Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
We are a tribal species. We have survived and thrived as a group. What happens, though, is that if you're not doing well with the tribe or you're seen as a danger to the tribe, then you would get kicked out. And in fact, what's interesting, if you read the book Sapiens, it talks about the fact that there are tribes still in the world today in remote places where they're nomadic tribes that are just completely living like they did for a long time. And if somebody is sick, if somebody's making a lot of noise, if somebody's not contributing, if somebody is dying, they literally leave them behind and then keep moving on, right? And so that part of our brain is hardwired in there. We do not want to be banished from the tribe. We do not want to stand out. We do not want to get kicked out. We do not want to run the risk of being ousted from the group. That is worse than anything. Like if you look at prisons, being put in solitary confinement is usually the worst thing they can do. And there's limits to it because that can be seen as cruel and inhumane to isolate somebody from everybody else. And that's in a prison setting, right? And if you think about our lives, we don't want to be banished. It's why people are feared public speaking over death, right? Most people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two is death. And the reason why is they don't want to do public speaking, mess up, get embarrassed, be ashamed. And then that triggers that potentially getting kicked out of the tribe of humans. Making your phone calls, reaching out to people, asking them if they want to buy, and they say no, and they reject you, triggers that part of your ego, of your mind that's deep in there that says, I just got rejected. That's a rejection against me. I might get kicked out of the tribe, or I might not be valuable, or I might be left out of things. And that's what holds a lot of people back. So look at that as far as the two main components for where you're maybe holding yourself back and why that is. Now, here's the thing that Tim Ferriss says to do. And this is a really good strategy. You can look it up. He goes into a lot of detail about it, but it's called the fear setting. Now, usually we talk about goal setting, and I'm actually the second half of this, we're going to address goals and why you do what you want to do and why you want to be successful. So there's that part, but we got to deal with the fear first. Before we can talk about all the nice hopes and dreams and the things that you want to create in your life, that's great. But if you have all these fears that you're not even aware of and you're not paying attention to, again, they're never going to go away. But if you're not paying attention to them, none of those hopes and dreams and goals matter because you literally won't move. You won't take action. You won't go forward, and it just won't work and it won't be successful. So what Tim Ferriss has, this strategy is called fear setting. And what you're actually doing is playing out the worst case scenario in your mind of what would happen if things go terribly south. Right? And I'll give you an example. So you're reaching out to somebody, you're afraid to reach out to somebody, and you're worried that they're not going to buy from you. And so you hesitate from even calling them, and you don't want to call them, and you hold yourself back, right? You have that fear of the phone. You're hesitating from using the phone instead of being excited to use the phone and to call somebody or to even ask for the sale. So then what happens? You play that out in your mind, just like Tim Ferriss says, and say, okay, what happens if they don't buy for me? What's the worst case scenario? I don't make this sale. Then what's the worst case scenario? Just keep going with this. All right. Well, I don't make my numbers. Okay. Then what happened for this week? Oh, then what happens? Then I will lose my job. Okay. I lose my job. Then what? Well, I won't be able to pay my mortgage. Okay. Then what happens? Well, then I won't be able to get another job, and then I will lose my house, and then I'll be homeless. Okay. And then my family will leave me, and I will be homeless under a bridge, where I will probably die alone and sad and whatnot. That's pretty extreme. Our primal brain literally goes there without you even thinking about it. Some people actually know they're going there, and you can see them spinning out of control with the worst case scenarios of everything in their life and what-ifing everything to the extreme. But most of the time, people don't do that. And if you play that out, you realize just how extreme that would be and how most of those things wouldn't happen. So let's say you don't get the sale today. Okay. Are you going to get fired? Well, if you're already in trouble, there's a good chance that if you just can't make any sales, you're going to get fired. Well, is there a chance that you won't get a new job by the time your house is going to go get into foreclosure or you would be homeless? Yeah, you'd probably get another job and work it out. And if you were homeless, is there other people you could stay with instead of living under a bridge? Yeah. And is there things that you and your family can do? Yeah. So what you do is when you go through that whole fear setting exercise, you realize, hopefully, the goal is that those extremes aren't going to happen. There's so many things in the way that you will catch before it goes to that limit. And I've said this to people, like I've been through a bunch of different things in my life. And by a bunch of different things, I mean, things that I didn't really want that weren't the greatest and most pleasant things, you know, the ups and downs of life and doing various things and relationships and business and money and all those things. And what I say all the time is, I mean, so far I haven't been homeless, right? Like it may be bad, but it's never gone to there. There's always a way, there's always a solution. So keep that in mind, because then what happens is when you're going to make that call and you're hesitating, you're like, wait, it's not that bad. Like if they say no, I'll just make the next call. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that plants some seeds on how you can deal with fear, because that's the big thing. Now, let's talk about how to transition away from fear and move forward. And it's a big thing. Now, I talked about the 5 sales success traits last week, you know, openness, curiosity, persistence, creativity, and authenticity. There's another one in there that's not part of those, but it's super important to always be working on, which is confidence. And confidence is that self-assurance that you have of yourself based on what you've done, based on what you know, and past examples of your success. It's tough to be confident unless you've had some success. Now, you can fake it till you make it, but really what it, if you want to be successful and you want to be confident, you have to have the success. And it's kind of like this catch 22. But what you want to do is always focus on your confidence. Focus on what it is that you know that you can do, what you're good at, the aspects you have, what's authentic to you, and then be able to apply that. Now, here's what's interesting is people are generally confident in some part of their life. Now, maybe you are really good at cooking and not so good at sales, or not so good at outbound calls or asking for the sale, whatever that is, right? Maybe you're good in a certain sport or trivia knowledge or things like that. It's not over here. Whatever you can do, look at those aspects of your life and go, hey, I'm pretty good over there. I know I can do the same thing over here because I learned that, right? You're not born with trivia knowledge. You're not born with being good at sports or cooking. It's something you developed, just like what I keep saying about sales and your sales ability. So remember that. It's so important. I'm covering it super quick, but make sure you focus on building your confidence in yourself and always having examples.